Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All right, welcome in. Again, if you're just joining us, it's the final hour of the program. Had to do a little shuffling here. Mike Locksley is going to join us right now, head coach of Maryland football. We bring him in. First off, coach, how was your time off?
I wasn't a lot of time off. It was trying to stay in the driver's seat of this program and hitting the road recruiting a little bit on Friday and Saturday. So still working.
I'm glad you said that because I think people don't realize. I mean, I was doing it tongue-in-cheek, obviously, because I know when you guys have downtime, it's not really downtime. It's you doing other work for the university or for your team. So, but speaking of that, you know, we talked a lot about Malik last week, and it seems like now more and more people are starting to notice him across the country and talk more about him. What have you seen from him through the first few games to kind of lead you to believe that you have the right guy outside of the W's?
I mean, again, we've talked a lot about this on this show that, you know, the kid has shown a tremendous amount of maturity for a really young player to the college landscape, to the college game, which to me is a testament to obviously the way he was coached in high school by former Terp Kyle Schmidt. He's a guy that the players allow to lead them. You know, you watch him as a young player. Sometimes you think leadership comes with a time stamp on it, as if, hey, you've got to be here for 3-4 years before people want to follow you. But I think the way he's ingratiated himself with his teammates by being very humble, a ton of humility. He's come in and been a freshman and acted towards his older teammates with deference. Has gone a long way because these kids are really following this young player who has loads of potential. But I caution that he's still a freshman and we're bringing him along at a pace that allows him to learn and grow.
You know, you're going to be facing Washington, who's been good. They're playing well this year, but they really haven't been tested, in my opinion, against a defense as good as Maryland's. And I just wonder, because you know, they do give the ball away, and I just think this could be a big advantage for the Terps.
Well, I think the biggest advantage is having them at home and being back in the shell. And, you know, we know what the trip is to go across the country. This one kind of times up pretty well for them in that, you know, a 3:30 kick is like a 12 o'clock start for them there. So it's not that taxing on them. But, you know, I would disagree. You know, they played a really tough Ohio State defense this past weekend.
This week they did, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, it's 3-3, I think, or 7-3 at the half. It's within a score in the fourth quarter, and then obviously the, you know, Ohio State made a couple plays at the end. But, no, this team is a team that I see that will match up very well, and much like, you know, 2 weeks ago for us, we'll learn a lot about ourselves in this game as well because, you know, against the Wisconsin, it was a different style that we had to face. Here they've got a quarterback that's really dynamic, very similar to the kid we had playing quarterback for us for a long time, Talia Tungavailoa, that kind of can run around and extend plays with his feet, but still good enough thrower that we got to stay in coverage with this guy and really do a good job of trying to contain him. He's got a heavy-handed running back that I think is leading the conference, if not in the top two or three in the conference, and rushing. So they will definitely pose a great challenge, but also a great opportunity for us to really measure ourselves up.
Yeah, they're explosive.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about number one, Jonah Coleman. He's averaging 6.5 yards per carry, 9 touchdowns to start off the season. I guess that's one that you circle saying we got to shut him down or at least slow him down.
Well, yeah, I mean, a big, strong runner like him, it takes the physicality, which I think, you know, part of what we went through in our first four games is dealing with some physical rush attacks in Northern Illinois and Wisconsin. Both were teams coming into the game that we knew were going to run the ball, and we had to limit those explosive runs. And that's no different this week against Washington with their rushing attack. But the piece that they add an element to now is the running quarterback that now has the ability with the cube runs and adding an extra blocker with your quarterback. And so we've got to do a really good job of reading our keys in the run game with the quarterback run. But any opportunity we have to put a helmet on this guy, we got to put a lot of helmets on him and limit the opportunities that he has to beat us with his legs.
Coach, it's been a wild season so far in the NCAA. Just looking at the last weekend where, you know, LSU loses the Ole Miss, they drop 9 spots in the rankings. Florida State loses Virginia, they drop 10. Ole Miss jumps 9 forward. Is all this a kind of volatility? Do you attribute this to the transfer portal or something? Because it seems like it's very balanced this season, or getting more of that way, a parity or mediocrity, I would say mediocrity, but balance, I'd say.
Yeah, I agree. And this is what, 2 years ago when this NIL landscape transfer portal came in, and I said this is a good thing for Maryland because our ability to acquire players, if we put the resources there, we'll have a chance to acquire really good players. And, you know, much like the NFL, the thing that makes the NFL go is the parity that on any given Sunday, because everyone has similar resources, your team has a chance. And, you know, the college football landscape, and I was part of it. You know, I was at Alabama, and we went to 3 straight national championships, and I played Clemson 2 of the 3 times, and you saw the same teams in and out. And then a year ago, you open up, and you see the Indianas of the world, the SMUs of the world, that are making the playoffs. And parity is a good thing for college football. And now some of the blue bloods don't like it. I love it. If we get on board with, you know, putting the resources into this program, it really does give us an opportunity to make a big jump in the college football world.
Well, hoping people show up this Saturday to watch you guys take on Washington. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time and good luck this weekend. We look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon. All so, right, Rob, to come to work every now and then.
He's just calling out sick. I mean, he's soft.
Yeah. It must be the rain or something, right?
S-A-W-F-T. Well, bourbon. Yeah, that's one of the other. Anyway, all Coach, right, good luck. We'll see him this next week. And again, this weekend, 3:30, they take on Washington. They get Nebraska next week. So if you guys want to see the Temu version of Patrick Mahomes, go out there and check out Dylan Raiola as he does everything, the same exact things that Mahomes does pregame.
Denies it, though.
Yeah, he denies it. I was doing it first. Yeah, you were doing
haircut
it.
Haircut the same way?
You were doing it in Pop Warner before Mahomes was doing it. Yeah, whatever. Anyway. All right, we will get back to Ravens talk in the next segment. We were getting into Harbaugh's comments about Todd Monken. Did you think they were kind of, what's the right word, out of pocket, unfair? Should he have criticized Zach Orr first? Want to hear from you on that? We talk about it next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're not too far away on defense. I really feel confident that we're going to play good, really good defense this year. I really am, and I know the fans hear that, and I hope they have a little bit of confidence in us that we've been down this road before a little bit. We do need to get healthy for sure. That's an important part of it as well. But also play with the guys that we've gotten. Let's go play some good defense.
That's John Harbaugh talking about how things have been, his expectations moving forward. Let me ask you this question, Ed, because – you know, I've been one that has been willing to move on from Harbaugh for a while now. Mm-hmm. You like Harbaugh, and I'm not saying anybody that likes Harbaugh is wrong by any way or that I'm right. I do think he's been a good coach. I just wonder if they've gotten to a certain point that they're not going to get beyond at this point.
Definitely not getting beyond it now.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. So if this season continues to go this way, is he back, or are we seeing coordinators gone? I don't think Monken's going anywhere because they've had success with him here.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the other side of the ball, that's where they've had some serious issues. To start the season last year, to start the season this year, questions, is Zach Orr ready? I've defended Zach Orr quite a bit because I felt like even when things went right, they weren't even giving him credit for that. But do you think he survives this season if it continues this way?
Probably, because first of all, just you got to look at the whole situation. He's got, from his perspective, obviously he's been a successful coach here. You can 100% point to the injuries and say, hey, what did you want me to do here? That's a legitimate excuse. I mean, that's a reason. That's not an excuse. That's a reason.
Don't forget, he just signed a 3-year contract extension this year.
Huh? And but he can point to the injuries and say, what exactly would you expect me to do with our second string team? And that's what you got. You had the second string is playing the defending AFC champs last week. What'd you expect? So there's that, and from the other side where Bisciotti sits, Steve Bisciotti has made his fortune actually and himself by being extremely loyal to his employees and his subordinates, the people he hires. He doesn't like change. He likes continuity. He has said this at those postseason meetings when he was attending, like we used to have those, that he believes in continuity, and I get it. You know, constant change, you're the Cleveland Browns. That's what happens there. I think that these guys have a different mindset. So, yeah, I think he could. Unless Harbaugh decides, he's in his 60s, which is still young. I mean,
if you just signed a contract extension, unless this year was that bad where you're like, hey, I don't want to do this anymore.
Correct.
Like, I could see it if you had kids that were doing, they're getting older, you want to do this. Mm-hmm. I get it. I agree with you, though. I don't think he's gone no matter what happens this season. Yeah. But I do think there's going to be some shuffling of the chairs there. You're going to have to move on from a Zach Orr. You're going to have to add something else. Maybe there's, we've seen guys get that role of assistant head coach and like the coach in waiting type. Who knows what they do, but there has to be some sort of mix up or change up, if you will, because we've seen this. You're not hitting as a baseball team. They fire the hitting coach. I don't know that it's that cut and dry or that's how it should be, but that's how it is. And is it going to be the same thing here where you're like, oh, we're not running the football, fire the running back coach. Mm-hmm. I don't know that it's that simple, but you're right. It has been poor performance, but even more so, I think we can point at injuries have been one of the main reasons why they've scuffled.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kind of like the Orioles, even though people wouldn't want to admit that, but that's
fine. It's the same situation. Seriously, it's legit. I mean,
you're starting off a season and not wanting it to go the way that Baltimore's or the Orioles did, where you're just chasing the entire time. Now, the one weird thing, it's funny because Rob said the perfect season for us on radio is the Ravens
Start out slow. For years, I've said that.
Start out slow. Mm-hmm. You know, you wind up 13.
If you're 10-6, 10-7, 11-6, and you make the playoffs, that's the perfect season for us.
Yeah,
because it keeps people interested.
Yeah, people are upset here. They're interested there. When it gets this low, people start just bailing on you. And I don't mean from a listening standpoint. I'm tired of football. I don't even want to see another game until they start winning again. And I do think that this team turns around and starts winning again. To what extent? It's going to depend on how long some of these guys are going to be out because of the injuries. And you've got some real issues here too, especially with the Matabike thing and not knowing if this is a career issue, if it's something where rest and maybe some surgery can heal him up and he could play again. But as you pointed out, Ed, there have been plenty of people, including yourself, that was told, if you're doing this, if you continue doing this with your injury, you're at risk to have this, whether it's, not be able to walk again.
There's all kinds of things.
Like, yeah. Zach Orr was a really good football player that we were all excited, and all of a sudden it was over in a blink of an eye. So I'd love to see this defense turn it around and Zach kind of get the opportunity here and showcase his skills. But we haven't – what have we seen thus far on the defensive side? It's just been a hot mess with a ton of talent. And you've come in every year and been able to stop the run. You make teams one-dimensional. Now you're not, and it's like, well, what do we do? They can run the football. Well, you gear up on the run and then you beat them in the pass. Like, I watched a couple of plays in that Chiefs game where it looked like the offense started before the defense. And understand what I'm saying. Like, guys were running their routes. Let's say he ran a slant, right? You're running a little slant or let's use a post. So you're running a post, right? You're watching somebody run a post towards the middle of the field, and there's the linebackers are way too far up. The safeties are way too far back. There's no cornerback in the picture.
There was nobody in the camera shot a couple of times this weekend.
He just catches the ball for 12 yards and gets tackled.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
Like, how easy do you want to make it on them? And I've said this before. People killed Andy Reid for not being able to win the big one, which was, it's just one of the dumbest things that people say. And it's like, as soon as it's happened, you lost one or two. Oh, you can't win the big one. This guy can.
Yeah.
He coaches the pants off of people.
He does.
Like, I don't know how many times they've had a screen pass to a running back. I call them pick and pop passes with tight ends where they're pretending like they're blocking. They turn around and all of a sudden you just throw some short little pass to him and he takes off. They run it with Kelsey for years. They run one of those as soon as you're blitzing. It's almost like they know when it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's the water boy. He's over there with Football for Dummies reading your next play.
Right.
He's that good. And I feel like sometimes we overlook it because it becomes expected. But remember, he was a guy that could never get it done. And now he's one of the best coaches in football, period. Maybe the best coach in football right now, as it stands.
I'd say right now he is.
Yeah, after Bill Belichick retired or went to college. Something has to happen soon. You have the schedule that makes it, gives you some time to kind of figure things out, or at least bide some time with the injuries. But
I think, but later. Not now. You're facing the Texans and the Rams. Texans aren't bad. I mean, they're still a division winner from last year.
Yeah, they stink.
Well, they're not that great. But, I mean, this weekend, CJ Stroud looked pretty good.
They beat the Titans.
They shut them out.
Yeah, it's the Titans.
Okay.
Come on.
Dude, I have news for you. I think people are saying that about the Ravens now.
What are you saying, Joe?
It's 6-6 entering the fourth quarter.
And what?
Titans and Texans.
No, it was 6-0.
Excuse me.
Yeah, they were shutting them out. You're giving me 6 points.
I'm just saying that they're terrible. They're awful. They're not good. Now the Rams are good.
Oh, you were agreeing with me. Oh, no, he's agreeing with.
Yes, why are you fighting with it?
They're trash.
I'll say this much. I don't disagree with what Joe's saying. I think being 0-3 and having the Titans come to town will wake you up real quick.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said, it's a different outlook. They're 1-3. They just won. They're feeling better. You're 1-3. You just lost back-to-back games and lost a bunch of your players to injury. You're feeling like trash. And some of it has to do with expectations. And honestly, people may not want to hear this. The AFC South might be tougher than the AFC North. Think about that.
Yes.
Jacksonville's 3-1. The Colts are 3-1. I know the Texans are 1-3 and Tennessee stinks, but Cincinnati and Cleveland stink too.
Actually, yeah, the Tennessee is near the bottom of the league and yardage and stuff.
But you just told me the Texans are going to the Super Bowl, so they're really good. No, I'm kidding.
Let me tell you something. You know how many points Texans give up a game?
How many?
12.8.
How many they score? 12.9.
Well, let's see here.
It's probably not far off, man. I mean, you just dropped the 26, so it's probably
lower. They score only 18 a game.
Yeah,
like, but 16, whatever. They're not a good team, but they're not. But again, like,
but you can't overlook them with the way you're playing. You're 100% right.
It's like we're talking about these teams, and they do suck. But you know who the worst team in the league is giving up yardage?
Who?
Cowboys.
No, I was about to say, I thought it was the Cowboys and the Ravens.
The Ravens is right before them. That was a setup. But
I see, I didn't play it the way you wanted me. You wanted me to sound all smart. Everybody knows it's right. The Ravens. What's a Cowboys?
However, you know who is the biggest? The Ravens give up the most points in the league with tied with the Cowboys. 33 a game. 33 a game. Mm. I mean, you know why? You think other teams aren't going to say, yeah, we're facing the Ravens this week. They're not the Ravens. We're facing that team.
They just literally showed a stat that Justin Fields is 0-25 when his team gives up 20 or more points.
Mm-hmm.
If his defense gives up 20 or more points, he does not win. 0-25. And you're sitting here talking about the Ravens giving up 33. All right. Hey, I'm going to do it now, Joe. We're giving away tickets. If you want to see Seether and Daughtry, October 12th at Pier 6 Pavilion, courtesy of Live Nation. Call now, 410-583-1057. Coming up next, we get into the Daily Line. I talked to you about all the winners and losers, what went right this weekend, what do we have today for MLB playoffs, all that and more coming up next.
Third down 5, the Bengals 6, Broncos have it. In the shotgun, Knicks. Shotgun snap, right tackle block. He cocks his arm. Now he runs from the 5 over the guard. Touchdown, Denver, Knicks. 6-yard touchdown run. And the Broncos go up with 17 seconds to play in the first quarter.
There you go. That's courtesy of Westwood One. Yeah, I wasn't on yesterday, but I did hit both plays last night. I gave out 4 prop plays. I went 3-1 there, so 5-1 overall. Just to recap what I had so people know, I was on Chase Brown over rushing. It was like 50-some. He got 40, and I think he gets it if it's not that type of blowout. But who cares? He's stunk all year, but my model just loved him. You know, Kathy Ireland, she loves him.
Did she?
Yeah. So, no, the algorithm I'm using, go ahead and drink. I tried to switch it up to model, and then now they make Ireland fun of it. I don't know. I'd like to visit. My penis is doubling in size. Oh, sorry. That was an Ireland
I remember,
joke.
No. Yes.
All right. Anyway.
I remember.
So I had Cortland.
Oh, she's 62.
Man. Cortland Sutton under reception. Is she older than Lenny Kravitz?
By a year.
I'm done with her. All right, so Cortland Sutton under receptions. I had Garrett Wilson over yards. And I also, who did I have on the Dolphins? I had, Waddle under reception. So I went 3-1 in the prop plays, had the over in the Dolphins game, the under in the later game. And you could see the under was, that was a snore fest. You didn't really have to worry about in the Cincinnati game. The other game, it picked up in the second half. What do you got? You found something. Yeah, go ahead. You don't want to say it or you do?
Did you know she's married to Greg Olson?
She is?
Yeah.
Which Greg Olson?
He's a doctor.
Oh,
I saw him. I'm like, what?
Yeah. All right. So let me get to like with last night's games and going on Sunday. Sunday, I went 4-1 in my top plays. Had a really nice day. I hit my lock, which was the Chiefs. I know nobody wants to hear that. So now I'm back to 2-2 on my locks and looking upwards. And I was telling Ed like this weekend, apparently, one of the sites I was on had the wrong line. I was like, the Bengals are 1.5-point underdogs to the Lions? Yeah, that was the wrong line. Yeah. They took it down pretty quick. Yeah. They're plus 9.5 this weekend. So
I thought there was a one missing.
Yeah.
11.5, I believe.
I would have, too, yeah. Even on the road with the way that Cincinnati's been playing. So here's what we have for today. Because, again, Sunday was good, hit a bunch of plays. My two favorite plays were the Falcons and the Chiefs. Saturday, I did miss my top play in Penn State. Don't bet on Penn State in big games. Don't bet on Penn State. I feel like I got to be Bart Simpson at the chalkboard, just writing that crap over and over again because I fell for it yet again. Missed it by that much.
That much.
So with today, we have 4 MLB playoff games. We have a WNBA game. I'll have a play on each one, and I'll tell you the game I like the least is the Reds and the Dodgers. One of the things I noticed from that game, if you're into this sort of thing, it's a small sample size. Andy Páez has, or as you might call him, Andy Pages. That's who you're looking for. Because I want to say, where's this Páez guy? Yeah, Andy Pages. That's who you're looking for in the Dodgers lineup. He's 3-for-5 off of Hunter Green. All 3 hits are home runs. Really? Now, I don't know if that means something to you, because I've said this with prop plays, whether you're doing strikeouts or over 1.5 bases. Right now, today in the algorithm, only two players expected or projected to get over 1.5 bases. Now, that's 100% incorrect. We're not going to have a bunch of guys hit a single and not a double or score. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But that's what the model is projecting, that it comes out to this point where the two guys, and I bet you can guess them, one's named Judge, the other one's named Ohtani, they're the ones that are projected to go over that. The totals in today's games are 6 in the Guardians game, which I'll tell you why that is. 7-7-7. Yeah, Monica's having a good time. Now, with this, you got to understand, like, points are at a premium, as Mancelino would say, or runs are at a premium here, right? And looking at the matchups, all of the matchups except for the Dodgers-Reds game supports an underplay, first off. The weather in Detroit, the weather in Cleveland, Detroit's at Cleveland, Tarek Skubal's going up against Gavin Williams. And so you get the help from the wind blowing about 12 miles an hour in.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge help to the pitchers. And you already have Tarek Skubal going. One of the things that concerns me, though, is you know it as well as I do. Tarek Skubal's last game, he hit a guy in the face with a 99-mile-an-hour fastball. Yeah. I'd like to think he comes back out and it's not an issue. Some guys are shook from that.
Yeah.
Afraid to pitch inside. Now you're nibbling. He didn't even do anything wrong. The one thing I did notice, though, between these, let me pull this up real quick, between the two pitchers in this game, like, we're clearly going to focus in on Tarek Skubal being one of the best pitchers in all of baseball, right? Of course you should be.
Of course.
Well, have you looked at what Gavin Williams has done his last three times facing this Detroit team? And I'm going to give them all to you. So in his last game, this guy's just dominated him. Last game, 6 innings, four hits, 2 earned runs, 12 strikeouts. That's his last game. Then he faced them the time before that, too. What did he do? 5 innings, 0 earned runs, 9 strikeouts. Then, if you want to go back even a little further, when Detroit was playing really well, back in June, July, he went 6 innings, gave up 1 hit, and struck out 7. So, again, I don't think you can just look at it and say, oh, 3 games he's dominated them. But if you wanted to, you could say 3 games he's dominated them. And that's why I think the under is the best play on the board today at under 6. And people are going to be scared away from that number. They're going to see how they perform down the stretch. Any signs of issues with either pitcher, even with as good as Gavin Williams has been, if he struggles in the second inning, they're going to pull his ass.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to go right to the bullpen. Detroit has not listed a starter for tomorrow's game. And I think that's because if they lose, they go to a bullpen game and try to throw this thing off. If they win, they might go to Flaherty. But that whole team's a hot mess right now. The other thing I noticed, which I found very interesting, Jose Ramirez hits Skubal extremely well.
Does he?
Yeah. And this is a large sample size. He's hitting well over 300 against him. So something to think about there. Now, getting to these other games, Padres-Cubs has the best, even though I'm telling you the wind's blowing at about 12 miles an hour in Cleveland, Padres-Cubs, historically, this has been a great spot for pitchers. Matthew Boyd, fly ball pitcher. Machado hits him well, if you're interested in that. On the flip side, you get Nick Pivetta, fly ball pitcher, who can get Ks. I think this matches up for another underplay. Those are my two favorite plays today. The under in the Guardians game, the under in the Cubs game. I'm giving you all these games. I like the Yankees today. I have a hunch this game goes over. The one thing I would say about the Yankees game real quick, this is Garrett Crochet's first playoff game. And he's done extremely well against the Yankees, but there have been a couple guys in this lineup that have hit him extremely well. One's Ahmad Rosario. I don't even understand that one. But Ahmad Rosario, who they pick up in the middle of the season, he's going to be in the lineup today because he hits him unbelievably well. You know who else hits him? Cody Bellinger. Lefty-lefty matchup, something that would shock you. He just crushes him. I think he's got 3 bombs off of him.
Really?
Yeah, 2 or 3. He's hit him extremely well. So I think the Yankees win. I think that game has a chance to go over. The Reds and Dodgers later on tonight. Again, I'm going to pick the Dodgers here in this spot. But I would tell you, I think the Reds are a little bit of a live dog. And I know that sounds like I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth. I don't like this game. Hunter Green, his last time out, he's actually has decent numbers except for Páez against the Dodgers. His prop is 5.5 Ks. Dodgers strike out quite a bit. I went with the over there. I also went with Gavin Williams over Ks. He's faced them 3 times and he smashed that number every time.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet Ahmad Rosario and Andy Páez to get hits with their track records. I'm not a big BVP guy, but when you're looking for an edge, you're trying to find something because I don't think whatever they did the last time matters. But when you see a guy's got 5 at-bats against a guy and he's hit 3 home runs off of him, you're going, Yeah, he might see him okay. Or maybe he was just on one that day. The other game today is the WNBA, and it's an elimination game. And the first thing I have to do is apologize to our caller who already forgot his name when I told him he was crazy. Minnesota was going to win that series.
Mm-hmm.
Phoenix won the series. I had Phoenix yesterday or Sunday, and I was going back and forth with one of my subscribers. Well, he sent me an email. I didn't send anything back yet, saying, where did you get this number? I never put out fake numbers. I put out whatever numbers are there when they're right. listed. If it changes by the time you get it. So he got it at the bad number. He lost. I won. And it's one of those, well, where'd you get that number? Nobody ever says when I got it at the bad number and I won, say, hey, where'd you get that number? You should have got the better number over here. It's just mm-hmm. it's just how it goes. But I think Vegas hammers the Aces tonight, and we get Vegas and Phoenix in the finals. Hats off to the way that the Fever have played without Caitlin Clark, without Sophie Cunningham. Others have stepped up. But I think this is where it ends in Vegas, with Vegas as a 7.5-point favorite. To recap, real quick, Guardians under, Cubs under, Vegas, my three favorite plays today. Yep.
Gambling aside, who do you like in the playoffs, baseball playoffs?
I think it's hard to get away from the Dodgers. They got healthy at the right time. I really like this Phillies team, but I hate the fact that they lost Zach Wheeler, who's one of my favorite players to watch. I'm going to go with the Phillies just because I like rooting for them. There's a lot of players on that team that I like.
Mm-hmm.
As I said before, the only good news about this series is somebody's going to lose, the Yankees or Red Sox.
That's true, right?
But I think Toronto might go. I can't believe I'm saying that. Toronto and Philly?
Yeah, but Toronto's number one seed.
Yep. They got to buy. All right, we got to step out. When we come back, it's the encore, what we learned, all that and more right here on 105.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He's cutting in and out. Sorry, Daryl. Yeah. You were cutting in and out. I couldn't hear you over Joe yelling, go! In the background.
Yeah, what was that? Yeah, his phone was cutting out.
I wish people... When do these cameras go on? Because I want one in Joe's studio listening. It's
probably Friday.
The audio really? Has to be on the entire time. The audio has
I've
to
I've got
be
a
on.
Training session today, so I think we start Friday.
Huh. What am I going to wear?
The same thing you wear every day.
Yeah, I don't. If you look at the guys at the other stations that do this, Ed and Rob will look overdressed.
Oh yeah, I'm going to come in miscolored sweatshirt and sweatpants because I get dressed in the dark. Not because I, well, I mean, I guess all of it applies, right? I don't know what I'm
doing.
You know,
we all get dressed in the dark.
No, but I mean, I actually get dressed in the dark. Like, I left the other, I got so, you'll love this. I got so high over the weekend as we're at the concert.
How high did you get?
So high. My wife looks at me and I said, oh no, I wore my green shorts instead of the silver ones. And she's like, no, you didn't. I said, yeah, these are green. She goes, no, they're not. They're silver. And I looked down and said, no, they're, oh, damn it, they are silver.
You have silver shorts?
Well, gray. They're gray. Oh. The gray, like it's, yeah, silver shorts. I'm like, that's all I wore.
For the club?
Yes. That's your encore for the day. And Ed, he didn't get in my love for Lenny Kravitz, so that's,
well,
okay. All right.
I got it coming.
Because you talked about for 6 minutes.
Yeah. If you'll give me a little Lenny Kravitz music when it comes to what I learned, will be good. But the encore today and every day brought to you by Lion's Den. Pleasure, passion, romance. Jeremy's talking about bullpen games in the MLB playoffs. You don't want to, yeah, you don't want the bullpen coming in the bedroom. Get your game. Get your game on point. Check out Lion's Den. Bunch of locations in the region. I go to one on Scott Adam Road, but you can go anywhere you like. Or go to lionsden.com and, you know, get the tools you need to.
The tools.
The tools you need.
All right. It's time to find out what we learned. Ed, what did you learn today?
Well, your new man crush, who you're going to build a life with, apparently,
Leonard, amazing.
Leonard Albert Kravitz is his name. There we go. You feel better?
I almost wanted an American woman.
He's getting a little chubby right now.
Yeah. That's all I had.
It's full. Done. Born in New York City, and what's found interesting was, this is so funny, his parents, Cy Kravitz and Roxy Roker.
So that's how he's the Al Roker's
son? He's Al Roker's second cousin, yeah.
His dad's Jewish?
Yes. Yes. What gave it away?
The name. The name.
Cy Kravitz. Yes.
Anything else?
You want to add? A lot. I mean,
go ahead. What else you want to throw in? I told Ed I was mesmerized by the way he looked.
He's married to Lisa Bonet. I mean, yeah. We all know that. He's in the Hunger Games.
His Super daughter Zoe Kravitz is an actress now.
Correct. Yeah. Yes. But interesting guy. Really.
I mean, our daughter, yeah. Zoe Kravitz.
Yes, your stepdaughter now.
He was amazing on stage. I'm still going, I can't believe it. I did not take my eyes off him once. All right.
He was engaged to Nicole Kidman, too.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
My wife and I argue about her all the time, whether or not she's had plastic surgery.
She's single again.
Her and
Keith Urban just split up.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
19 years.
Leave his cat and take his sweater, lady. All right. You ready? You ready for some of this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I got pulled over by the cops. He thought I had been drinking. He said, say the alphabet starting with M. And I said, Malphabet. Malphabet. I was sitting drinking coffee in my slippers this morning when I thought to myself, I really need to wash some mugs. What do you call someone who takes two transatlantic flights without taking a shower? Well, that'd be a dirty double crosser. Here you go. Where did the IT go? IT guy go? He probably ran somewhere. He probably ran somewhere. Huh. My wife seemed disappointed with the plate of dried fruit I served for dinner. She's the only one who was going on about date night.
It's so bad.
When the tattoo parlor asked me if I wanted a tattoo of the word Jehovah, I said, no way. I don't take God's name in vain. V-E-I-N.
Oh,
vain.
Hey, yes.
Joe, are you rushing me, Joe, or do I have time for... You want another really bad one?
I think
one?
The people of Baltimore are rushing you.
Why do mushrooms spring up after a rainstorm? When it rains, it spores. My wife asked me, is having a penis fun? I told her it has its ups and downs. And lastly, Watson was never the same after Sherlock passed. It left him homeless.
Oh.
Homeless. All right, guys. Vinny and Haney are up next. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll see if Rob's here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.